This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December 17, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verse 19. It says there, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." End of quote. If the Lord in heaven is not a begin again God, then I would not reach out to you through this TeachBible.org. Friends, if I can begin again, you can begin again too. Bible is full of people who began again. Be it Adam, Moses, David, Job, and the list goes on. Our loving God is the God who allows you to begin again and again and again. Do you like to begin again brand new? What is that stops you from begin again? You made bad choices in the past? Are you reaping consequences of those bad choices? Lost your career? Are you in debt? Faced with health issues? Spouse walked away? Children turned against you? Friends cheated you? Beloved, God of the Bible says, "I will make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." This promise is not from any human beings. You heard it from the Lord in heaven, the living God in heaven, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It means the living God in heaven says, He makes impossible possible for you. I want you to leave your doubts and worries and embrace and claim God's promise today. Bible says, our today's Bible insight in Isaiah 43, this is to a discouraged and depressed and hopeless people. They did not have any hope for future. They made their own grave by their disobedience and stubbornness to the loving God. They turned their back to God and forsook God. And as a result, He sent them to exile in Babylon to reap the consequences of their own sins. The book of Psalms, chapter 137, describes their plight. It says, listen, "By the rivers of Babylon we sat and wept, when we thought about Zion, our home, so far away. On the branches of the willow trees, we hung our harps and hid our hearts from the enemy. And the men that surrounded us made demands that we clap our hands and sing. Songs of joy from the days gone by, songs from Zion, our home. Such cruel men taunted us, haunted our memories. How could we sing a song about the eternal in a land so foreign, while still tormented, broken-hearted, and homesick? Please don't make us sing this song." End of quote. Verses 1 to 4, the Voice translation. However, in the midst of their hopelessness, God says to them, "Do not brood over the past. Do not spend your time on something that you cannot change now. What is done is done." However, God says, "Move with my plan now. I am doing a new thing in your life. The new growth has already sprouted in you. Can't you see?" God wants to move in and make a way in your wilderness and rivers in the desert of your life. He knocks at the door, promising a blessed future again. You see, our God is loving and compassionate. When we turn to Him in repentance and confess our sins, the Lord God gives second, third, and fourth chances. If this was not true, none of us would remain in fellowship with God today. God says in Romans 8:28, He can cause all things to work together for good in your life. Whatever happened, He says, He can make it all. He can cause all those things to work together for good at the end. Aren't you excited about God's beautiful and wonderful plan? When we come to Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Savior of the whole world, Bible promises you become a brand new creation by God's divine grace and power. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Dearly beloved, you got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I come to you with a heavy and broken heart. My only hope is in you, Lord. Please remember me. You promised in the Bible, you will make a way for me in my wilderness and rivers in my desert. Please do this for me, Lord. I'm so sorry for my sins and disobediences, bad choices and mistakes. I now believe Jesus Christ, your Son, came and died for my sins and rose again to forgive me and grant me eternal life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In the name of Christ, I pray, Amen. May the love, blessings, and the presence of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.